And now let's hear the voice of a mother whose son was stabbed to death by a person that police believe is a serial killer. This is Velma Marshall speaking to WJRT.
In several cases, he's just walked up and started stabbing.
That's actually one of the law enforcement officers, her police lieutenant, explaining what's happened. This serial killer has stabbed at least 5 men to death in recent months. But this is a man who has believed to have murdered, as I said, 5 men, attacked more than a dozen others. All but 2 of the victims believed to have been attacked by the serial killer have been African American. The man they're looking for is a white male. This man may also be involved in recent attacks in both Virginia and Ohio. And some of the family members, beyond grieving for their loved ones, are also blaming the police, saying they're not doing enough to find this serial killer. Joining us now is Matt Helms, a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. He's been covering this story. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
First of all, let's get the details of what we know about this attacker, why we think this is a serial killer, and what connection he has to these attacks in Virginia and Ohio.
Well, the attack started around May 24th, and there were just a couple in a row, and then they kind of accelerated through June until July there were about 10, and including 2 on July 30th alone, and it took a while, but by the time police finally realized that something else was going on, 5 men were dead. Almost all of the people attacked, and this is in and around Flint, Michigan. Almost all of the victims have been kind of men of slight build, and they are all but 2 African American. And then, just last week, it appeared he took killer took his show on the road. There were 3 attacks in Leesburg, Virginia. 2 of African American men and 1 of a Latino man with dark skin, who police said could easily have been mistaken for an African American man.
And yet, despite that, what you just said, the police are saying they don't think the attacks are racially motivated. How is that possible?
Well, you know, even the families in Flint concede that there may be more at play than simply race, because 2 of the men in Flint who were attacked are white. So that just kind of throws a whole wrench into the whole idea that this is solely based on race.
Well, the Michigan police say that the attacks aren't racially motivated. The authorities in Virginia disagree.
Absolutely. And you really, you know, just to look at the numbers by themselves, out of 20 possible victims, 17 are black. And, you know, that says something right there.
Well,
experts that we've talked to say you just can't rule race out as a factor here.
But Matt, how certain are they about this link between Michigan and Virginia? That's not clear to me.
So, you know, the descriptions of the men have varied in some cases. The description of the man, I should say, it's almost always a white man in the 5'8" to 6 foot tall range, kind of muscular, with a baseball hat, but the most compelling kind of factor across all of the cases is a green kind of Chevy Blazer or GMC Blazer or Chevy Blazer type of SUV, green with a gold or beige trim along the bottom. And that was the vehicle cited in Flint, and then in Leesburg, Virginia, they actually caught that type of vehicle on a store parking lot video camera, security camera, and released that picture and released that video. And, you know, it's exactly the vehicle they've been describing in Flint.
Matt, many people are complaining at this point that it's taken too long for the police to number one, make connections between these, but to say that they're looking for an actual serial killer. And they also say that they're just not doing enough to catch this man. How justifiable, how credible is that complaint?
Well, you know, there are legitimate concerns. By the time they realized what was going on, 5 men were dead. And some of the family members who held a press conference yesterday in Flint were expressing their kind of just being very upset about that, that it took the deaths of 5 men before, all the law enforcement attention and the national attention. And, there's this undercurrent of race and class in Flint. It's a city that was built and ultimately abandoned by the auto industry, and and it's also a city that's not unfamiliar with violent crime. So the families want to know, why is it that we had all these kinds of stabbings, and they just kind of, messed into the system, and nobody paid attention until five men were dead.
And yet the police argue that serial killings are a particularly difficult area of the law, and it's not always easy to connect one killing with another. How much of this is possibly motivated by the kind of balance among public thoughts that they watch CSI, they think that there's so much evidence left at every crime scene that police can always catch a killer, and then there's just the difficulty in kind of making these connections between one attack and another.
Well, and that's exactly it. They, in some cases there were no witnesses, and people who died during the attacks obviously couldn't tell them, any more about the attacker. So there were a lot of questions that were just unable to be answered. And there was, as I said earlier, a period of time between the first stabbings and the others. He appears to have really ramped up his attacks in July, but there were only a few of them in May and June. So, I can't speak for the police department, but I guess I can understand how they might not have jumped right away to a conclusion just from the few attacks in May and June. But by July, it was it was out of control.
Well, and this is complicated by the fact that people say if the victims had been white, if the perpetrator had been black, if the racial roles here had been reversed, the police would be more energetic. We're getting that complaint as well, right, Matt?
Yes, and I think the families are concerned that precisely that reason. But at the same time, they have also been heartened by once the police actually did get this task force rolling, and they brought in the Michigan State Police and really put together an effort, including the FBI, to find this guy, that their concerns are being heard.
Matt Helms, a reporter for the Detroit Free Press, talking about a serial killer that police say is on the loose in an area of Flint, Michigan. Thanks, Matt.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.